It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. A rare, valuable metal called tantalum has led to deadly violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where tantalum is mined. You probably have tantalum in your house right now. It's in computers, phones, DVD players. The Dodd-Frank Act aims to stop U.S. businesses from buying tantalum and other so-called conflict minerals from the Congo. There's been a lot of debate about what businesses will be required to do. Final rules will be announced in August, over a year after the bill originally passed. Representative Barney Frank, Democrat of Massachusetts, co-authored the bill.
There was a specific provision that says that people must make clear what they have in their product that came from the Republic of the Congo. It requires them to tell people what they have done to make sure that they are not using minerals mined in the Congo in their products. And the reason is that Congo has been one of the worst places in the world for the devastation of innocent human beings, mass murder and rape, and much of it is funded by the mining industry. And we are asking, telling companies that we do not want them to be financing some of the worst abuses of humanity going on in the world.
Well, what happens if companies do report that they got some of these minerals from the Congo?
Well, actually, they're supposed to tell us that they tried very hard not to get them. And the Securities Exchange Commission, under the bill, is given the power to penalize them.
Penalize them how?
I take it back. The assumption is that the public would be disinclined, or elements of the public would be disinclined to buy those products.
So will this affect the conflict minerals trade in the Congo, or will that be business as usual? Eric Johnson directs the Center for Digital Strategies at Dartmouth.
What it really changes is the ability for them to easily sell their goods. I mean, that's the hoped change. The reality may be far from that.
What do you mean?
Well, certainly slowing the flow of those goods into publicly traded companies in the U.S. has an impact on the demand, but of course the world demand for the kinds of products these minerals are used in is quite large. The U.S. is just one small part of that puzzle.
So then does this act, is it more just a raising awareness kind of provision, or is this really going to stop people from getting killed?
I think it really is mostly about raising awareness in the U.S. It's hard to imagine that this will really stop the bloodshed.
And then what does it change in terms of the impact that it will have on a regular person's life here in the U.S.?
Well, at the end of the day, the impact is largely just cost. That is, cost to doing the audits and complying with the regulatory paperwork. And that, of course, will get passed on to consumers.
Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you might have missed.
About floating blimp telepresence avatars.
Not another floating blimp telepresence avatar story.
Sony has a new way to go to meetings. Works like this. You sit at your computer with a webcam.
Like teleconferencing.
At the meeting, you are represented by a small blimp that displays your face. It has a camera so you can see what's going on. And you control it so you can, you know, fly around the room.
I'm at the meeting, but I'm a tiny blimp that looks like my own head.
Exactly. We have a video demo at marketplacetech.org. They even show one blimp interacting with another face blimp.
You know, it's fine until something goes wrong with the air conditioning and then you get like your face blimp sucked up into a corner by the vent. Oh, the humidity. A big welcome to San Diego listeners at KPBS, where news matters. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.